Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tens of thousands of people in Yemen gathered in the rebel-controlled capital Sana'a Sunday, marking the second anniversary of the intervention of the Saudi-led coalition on the side of the government forces against Houthi rebels. Saeed al-Hidari said, "Our will and resistance is more powerful than Saudi rockets, planes, and weapons." The conflict has left an estimated 10,000 dead and displaced millions. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said it's a struggle between rivals Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Yemen was being used as a playground or a battleground, whatever you want to call it, for the hegemonic control over the Middle East between Iran and Saudi Arabia. It had turned into more of a religious factional war than anything else.
The Shia Houthis are backed by forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh against the internationally recognized government of President Abdrabbu Mansur Hadi. The Houthis remain entrenched in most of northern Yemen. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame hailed his country's friendship with Israel on Sunday during remarks to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the policy conference meeting in Washington.
For Rwanda and many other countries in Africa, engaging productively with Israel has opened new horizons.
Mr. Kagame, the first African head of state to address the pro-Israel forum, he said the genocide both countries experienced is a tragic shared history that brings the two countries together. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Rwanda last year. This is VOA News.